Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Join the service tonight and have a few words I want to share with you, words I hope will help you. And I know I'm not noted to be a long-winded preacher, and it don't really matter. Praise God, as long as you're a real preacher, speaking the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hope that you'll hear something and not just enjoy that I'm short-winded. Because the Word of God can save you, not the short-windedness. And a love for the truth will love long-windedness. We need the Word of God. I could get a little straight on that, but I won't. Not too much. Love the Word. Because the Word of God is going to be your very best friend. And if you can endure a television program, you can endure the Word. Amen. I want you to turn to Genesis 22. And I'm not being mean. Love the Lord. Just love the Word, no matter how long or short. Praise God. And again, I'm just going to share something brief so we can get to praying and calling on God with something that's going to be good, because it's the Word of the Lord and it's understanding that can come from God from living in this world. Praise God. I want to make it to heaven. And I want to tell everyone that can hear this tonight, if you're looking to God in any way to serve Him, you really have only one option, and that's to have faith in God. When there's no other option but to believe. That's what I want to talk about tonight. So, as we look to Genesis 22, we read a verse of Scripture in Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And underlining the very last part of that verse, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is not empty, it's not void. It is evidence. You go to a crime scene, they look for evidence to tell them what went wrong, what happened, who did it. They look for actual items, tangible items they call evidence. This is substantial evidence. The Word of God says that faith is, not could be, not possibly. It says faith is the evidence of things not seen. And it doesn't mean that the things not seen are going to remain unseen. Genesis 22, beginning of verse 1. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am." That's a good answer to give the Lord. Even if he starts messing with you. That's 2005 terminology to "the Lord did tempt Abraham." Praise God. Amen. "And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest," or whom you love, "and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him." Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. For those not used to the King James Version, I didn't cuss. Just talking about a donkey. Praise God. We're just reading a translation that's derived directly from original Greek and Hebrew transcripts, manuscripts, and other references of that time. So let's continue reading. "Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here," or stay here with the donkey or the ass, "and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." And I want you to pay particular attention to all the words that Abraham speaks. Because he's told to do something and he's talking in a language that possesses a lot of faith. Praise God. "And he said, Stay here, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." But he knew what he was going to do, what the Lord had asked him to do. The Lord had asked him to go offer up his son. And yet he's saying, "We're going to come back again to you." Right. Praise God. "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I. my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Something's missing here.
Yeah.
And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now I want to stop here for just a moment, make a comment. Not in any way obliterating, you know, the subject of who God is and, you know, the things that we can figuratively speak about here between, you know, the Father and the Son at Calvary, the Lamb of God, without not taking anything away from that, but zeroing in on this moment. Just like sometimes we have to zero in on the moment that we're in right now. Because the moments that are to come aren't here yet. But what we're going through is right here and right now. He simply gave him an answer that the Lord would provide himself.
Right.
In other words, God himself is going to provide the lamb.
Yes.
He believed that and he spoke that. That God would provide. He himself would provide. All right. You hear how that's being said instead of the way that it's commonly said, which I'm not taking away from that, that God would provide himself a lamb in all that line of thought. I simply want to just bring it back to this moment that God would provide. God would provide. God's going to provide tonight. Amen. And we really shouldn't take any other option because there really is no other option but to believe. Now, Abraham had faith and Isaac obeyed the voice of his father. So marching up to one of those mountains of Moriah is faith and obedience. And they both go hand in hand. When Noah heard the commandment of the Lord to build an ark, he went by faith and built the ark. So he didn't just say, I believe. He obeyed the voice of God. And God's going to ask us with the faith that we have to obey with it. Praise the Lord. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Praise God. Now we can read a lot into that. That's some obedience. We really don't know what all was transpiring in the mind of Isaac, but Isaac's involved. Praise God. He's the one laid on the wood. Hallelujah. And I can't, you know, if I want to just think kind of naturally with my mind, I can't picture Isaac just hopping up on the wood. Praise God. You know, 1 minute dad's laying out the wood, grabs the knife, grabs his son, and Isaac starts being bound. Now, I'd have a couple questions. Praise God, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I say, okay, Pop, you said God's going to provide himself a lamb for this sacrifice. I am not a lamb. Do you hear me saying, bah? You know, no, I'm a kid. I'm speaking Hebrew.
Yeah.
You know, not lamb speech. But he laid him on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Praise the Lord. In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Something was seen in that mount. Faith and obedience was seen in that mount. And when you look up that word Jehovah Jireh, as we translate it into being the Lord, He'll provide, you know, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. The words that they give there to that is the Lord shall see to it. And I like that. I like that because it says something that we're going to talk about here tonight. The Lord shall see to it. We read here that Abraham heard the word of God and he took his son, his only son. He didn't take part of his substance. He took something that was dear to who he was. All that he had, promises made to this kid, and took him to offer him up because God had asked him to.
Yeah.
Now I want to kind of translate tonight Isaac into faith. And when we march up to a place in our walk with God to where we put our faith out on a limb, that we reach out with obedience to believe God. When we begin to trust in God, when we set it in our hearts like it was in Abraham's heart, that my heart is fixed trusting in the Lord, then we're going to see some things happen. Praise God. We're going to see some things happening. And we need to understand that if our heart is not fixed trusting in the Lord, then we're not going to probably see anything really happen. We're not going to enjoy the things that God can bring to us and teach us and share with us if we just refuse to believe. We don't have another option tonight. When you're under the knife of obedience, you have no other option but to believe. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? Make a little noise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, sometimes our faith is tried. As is said in just a few words tonight throughout testimonies, our faith gets tried.
Yes.
1 Peter 1 and 6 teaches us that though our faith be tried with fire, it might be found as gold. Amen. That the end result of that trial will not be our defeat, but our victory. And we read here the attitude of Abraham. It's written about Abraham that he never staggered at the promises of God. He counted God faithful. So between the time he heard, "Go offer up your son," and the time that he went forth to do the deed, he did not stagger at all. In fact, it's written of him that he believed, even if he had to go through with it, God was going to raise Isaac back up. Because God had made some promises, "I will see you through." And we need to know that when we're living for God, when we want to live for God, that God will be there to see our faith through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will see to it. When we go out on a limb to even adventure thinking about serving God. Amen. Side note, I needed faith just to believe that I could receive the Spirit of the living God like it's written in the Word. When I knew nothing about it. I had no idea what was going to happen to me that night. I just knew from my heart I really wanted God with all of my heart. I was tired of running from service to service to service, struggling against the pull that was on my heart. And I just finally told the Lord, "God, I want you." They said I could have you, and I want you. I really want to serve you. I want this Holy Ghost that these people have. And for me, I had to put my faith out on a limb. I had to overcome some fear. I had to be willing enough to do what it was going to take that night for me to do. And I did it, and I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm saying to you tonight that if that's your dilemma, that you need to put your faith out there on the altar and know that God is going to see your faith and give you the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's look at Abraham for a moment and see the statements that he's making here. Praise God. And we're finishing up in just a few minutes, but hear this tonight. Praise God. He's professing faith already. Remember, faith is the evidence of things not seen. And he was marching up there with that son, not knowing the outcome, but he had faith. And he spoke faith. And the Scripture teaches us in Romans chapter 10 that the word of faith is nigh us, even in our mouth. And sometimes the problem with us is we don't let it go from our mouth. We don't speak the word of faith because we don't have confidence in the word of faith. Because we're living in fear. We're afraid of what's going to happen should I try to exhibit this faith. Should I really decide I'm going to believe God, nothing wavering, no doubt, my heart's fixed. That means, praise God, there's a dial in my life and it's stuck on trust. That means I absolutely refuse to doubt the Lord. Let that sink in a moment, because the Word of God also teaches us that we are to come together and lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Amen. We ought to refresh our minds tonight that there is a mindset, there is an attitude, there is a way of thinking that we should be operating in, and it's a thinking of faith. Amen. God's not going to accept our raising hands if we're doubting in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. I know this sounds like just simple teaching, and it is, but we ought to really analyze how we think, how we operate, and how we deal with the measure of faith that God has given to us. Because this measure of faith, Brother Rick, is like that talent that the good master gave. He said, "I gave it to you not to bury it, but to do something with it. I want to show you that by faith I made the world. That by faith I gave you the Holy Ghost. that by faith you can be healed. We need to reach out into the frontier and see what faith can do. Because it's a powerful, powerful item. And Abraham spoke that faith. He knew the word of faith was in his mouth. So he spoke it. God will provide a lamb. God said, all right, it's done.
Word of faith.
Praise God. That's what he spoke. I'm going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Have you ever said that? Did you go home with the Holy Ghost? Praise God. That's right. I went to church that night saying, I want what these people got, and I went home with it. And I went home with it when everyone else in the church didn't even know I had it. Nobody rejoiced around me. Nobody got praise. He got the Holy Ghost. They did not know. And I was surrounded by five or six people. While I was stunting and crying and praying and mumbling under my breath, I knew that as I was calling on Jesus and repenting of my sins, telling God, God, I just want to serve you, something else started coming out of my mouth. I didn't even know it was happening. Praise God. But it was happening. Why? Because faith makes things happen. And you need to understand that you've got something that God gave you, and it's called a measure of faith, and He wants you to do something with it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know that Romans chapter 12 talks about thinking according to the measure of faith? Amen. Did you know that we are not to think more highly, especially of ourselves, but more highly than we ought to think? That if we try to figure things out, if we try to reason in our minds how God is going to come through for us when we need Him to come through for us, that's thinking too highly. He asked us to think according to the faith that He gave to us. Because faith has a mind all of its own. It knows how to think. And if we will just submit ourselves and obey the Lord and have faith in God. Because when you come to church with faith, you'll hear preaching and it mixes well.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. You come to church and you're the bag of flour, and the Word of God is the milk that will mix with that flour.
Yes.
Amen. And it'll bake something inside of your life if you have faith. If you come to church doubting, not believing, God's not coming through, He's not true to His Word, you're not going to get anything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You need to come to church one big believing machine. Amen. Trusting in every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Absolutely refusing to not trust the Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, praise God. That's right. That's right whether you want to believe it or not. Hallelujah. We read. I wonder what we think sometimes. I'm through because I'm on 15. But what do we think when we read about Abraham not staggering at the promises of God? We kind of look at that. Yeah, well, you know, that's Abe. You know, he's his father Abraham and many sons. Now, Abraham was a mighty man of God. Of course he wouldn't stagger. Well, what are you? We stagger all the time. I mean, we're not drunk as you suppose, like Acts 2. We're drunk because we keep staggering, hitting and missing with faith. I say we to whoever it applies. Whomever it applies. Slowing down, I'm sorry. It's Boston lingo here. Amen. But if it applies to you, wear the shoe. And then once you find that the shoe of staggering is upon your life, get it off of you. Because if the Word teaches us that our heart can be fixed, that means it's set. Trusting in the Lord, why don't we do it?
Amen.
Why don't we do it? Why do we go around in life not trusting in God when He's a God to be trusted in? Watch. Abraham put his son on the altar. How many times in our life have we put our faith on the altar? We're putting it all out on the altar. And if God doesn't come through, we're going to sink.
Amen.
If God doesn't come through, if God doesn't see to it, we don't know how we're going to make it. Only to put faith out there, and the Lord said, yes, I'm going to see to it. I'm going to take the faith that you have exhibited, and I'm going to put there what belongs there, what that faith represents. And for Abraham, it represented a lamb. Not his son. It represented a lamb. Praise God. Amen. What's going to happen when you trust in the Lord and you have faith in His name? The answer is going to come. And God's going to say, let me see the faith. Here's the answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love Him. I'm almost through. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God wants you to have faith tonight. One last little example I thought was kind of intriguing. Remember, when when you're under the knife of just obeying God. And sometimes our faith, you know, takes us into places where we're desperate, but we chose to believe God. It wasn't easy for Noah to build an ark, and it might not have been easy for Abraham to leave his country either, leave his father's house to a land that God would show him. And I'm sure that in his mortality, it was not easy to take his only son and go up there not knowing the final outcome. But faith takes us down avenues in life where we just got to follow and obey. Praise God, we've got to obey the Lord. You know how important it is for you to obey God? Once you decide you're going to obey God and have faith and let God fill you with the power, your obedience means the life of others. If Adam disobeyed God and failed and many were made sinners, if Jesus obeyed God and many were made righteous, what about your obedience? What about you going all the way and not holding back because you're afraid to worship the Lord? You're afraid to give God the praise. What happens if you put that faith on the altar and just trust the Lord? Somebody's going to want to serve God just like you. Somebody's going to want to serve God just like you. It takes faith for some people just to say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Especially if you've never done it before. Praise God. Look, God's put something inside of you to save your soul, and it starts with a measure of faith. And I finish with this tonight. Peter, in a boat, looking on the water, and there's somebody out there standing on the water. Praise God, it's Jesus. And he said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come unto you. He said, come on. God, I want to serve you. Come on. Hallelujah. Peter steps out of the boat, and he steps onto the water. He begins to walk to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the Word of God teaches. We know it happened. Praise God. He began to walk unto Jesus. What was he doing? He was manifesting faith. And that's faith. When you take one step and you don't sink, you can take another one. And when you take a third step, you feel like taking a fourth step. Why? Because faith has a way of showing you that all things are possible to him that believes. And the more you believe, the more you want to believe. The more you want to believe, the more you keep believing. And the less you'll doubt. But Peter saw something. He saw the wind and he saw the waves. And he began to sink. Isn't it amazing that every time you manifest faith, it doesn't mean the storm's going to stop? Let's stand and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you tonight. We love you tonight. God, even if our life is out there on a limb, we're trusting in your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll deliver you from all your fears. He'll deliver you tonight. Praise God. Have faith in his name. The wind still might blow. The waves still might billow. That's all right. Stick with faith. There's no reason to be afraid. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have faith in God tonight. Call on his name. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. You know where we all are tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't want our faith lying dormant tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Anyone who will, you're welcome to come and pray. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah.
In God.
Oh yes. Have faith.
Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
He will meet you there. an overcomer. See you through. Praise the Lord. God will see to it. And trust in Him. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Praise God. Don't believe any thought that says otherwise. Amen. God will see you through when you launch that faith out. Praise the Lord.
Great message tonight. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just have to just lay it all on the altar. And just believe God. It's easy to save, not always easy to do. Amen. But God's word is true. God's word is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If God ever made us a promise, and He's made many promises to us. Amen. Let's just believe the promise of God. Amen. Anything that comes into our mind that tries to say, well, what about this or what about that? Amen. Let's just believe the promise of God and push that all aside, because God's word is true. God's word is true. I've heard people say, you can count on me. I'll be serving God. I'll be doing this and I'll do that. Amen. Well, maybe they will. Praise God. But when faith is involved, they don't just say it. They do it. Praise God. One more time, let's thank the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.